September the 3rd, 1996.
Thank you for joining us once more.
Oh, you. My lack of words. But I wish to embrace you all in my love.
Thank you.
I bring you with me this time. Love of many who surround each one of you. They stand by you at all times. And for this one time, they wish to stand close by for short time this time.
Well, that's lovely to know. Would that be the reason that I thought there was an unusual amount of peace and love here tonight? When I sat down.
Yes. I want to ask all of you if you will be willing to sit quietly for a few moments and allow the blending of spirit with spirit.
Yes, of course.
There is, of course, good reason for this. It is essential that you all feel our love. Shall we do so now, please?
Certainly.
We all then sat in silence for 5 or 6 minutes until Sandimet continued.
Dear friends, I would be most surprised if you do not feel upliftment when you leave this room. It should sustain you for hours and maybe days.
Thank you. And thank everybody who has been good enough to be with us to do that.
They ask not for thanks. They are always close by you. These who have been near to you this time are those who truly have a special bond with you all. So, for them, there must be no thanks.
Right.
Now, I want to say to you, leather for this time. I will speak a little to you.
Thank you. I'm pleased at that.
So, if you have questions for me, please ask now.
Yes, I will.
We have had on our television screens programs about the supernormal. And the other day there was one where messages which had no apparent human origin were shown on our computer screens. The language was that of about 400 years ago, and the communicator referred to the computer as his box of light. They were quite lucid expressions given, and everybody who saw it is puzzled. But I thought back to what you told us a long time ago, that your colleagues who have gathered in strength to prevent the vandalizing of this earth anymore said that, or you said, that they would be using every sort of communication possible. I wondered whether what we saw recently is coincidence or whether it is part of your plan to use every possible means of communication.
Yes, I understand your question. And yes, I did tell you that there would be many new forms of communication.
Yes, you did.
It should not be strange to you. After all, it is the same energies being used as the energy from which you are made.
Quite.
It is only now being utilized by those who have attained the knowledge to use them. I will say this to you, and I am aware of what you speak about, that your box of light, as you refer to it, is the newest form of communication known to man.
Yes, I'm sure.
But it has been known in our world for some considerable time.
Is it really?
And also, it was meant to be used in this way because of the fact of being widely used by all peoples in your world. It can reach many people when it becomes more widely used. It is not communication with one person as we have had in the past, but many peoples will not be able to dispute what they see and what they hear.
So, will it be happening again then?
It is already happening throughout your world. You will hear of it more and more, beside other forms of communication which we are now working with.
Well, that's most interesting.
It has to go forward. Although communication has always existed, there has always been areas of doubt.
Yes, indeed.
You are aware of it. So, to continue to reach peoples, we have to use what is most acceptable to them.
I must say I'm delighted to hear it.
You do not find it odd that the medium that you call computers is now so widely used. After all, it had to come. There always will be new technology within your world.
Mm-hmm.
There is much still to come. There are many who have gathered together in our world to ensure that this time peoples will listen, peoples will not deny the truth. The truth must become known by all if this world of yours is to continue its true pathway.
Yes, when I was watching the program, my mind immediately went back to what you have told us about it, and those very words you just used.
It will all come to pass. What I tell you will happen, and it will not happen only within your own country, but in many countries throughout your world. It is happening now.
Good. And are there special conditions necessary before those messages can be given on the computer screen?
It is only the use of the energies. It is helpful if the person using the computers is attuned with us in spirit. As in all forms of communication, those of us in our world will seek the right conditions wherever they appear.
Good. So it might happen to anybody if they are in tune with you.
You are all spirit, so there is no reason why you should not be receiver.
That's something I look forward to with interest.
That is our intention, that a wider field of peoples upon your earth plane see and hear for themselves the truth, the evidence which they cannot dispute.
Yeah, that's interesting, because recently there has been developed what is called the Internet, which means instant communication through those screens to any part of the world. And this, no doubt, you're aware of, and that is what you will be using them.
That is why this form of communication has been chosen.
Splendid. A lot of people are going to have a lot of surprises, aren't they?
But we hear with amusement sometimes our mediums as singular people, will they become extinct? I see never.
No, I can't imagine that happening.
So, I accept this new form of communication with the love with which it comes.
Yes.
You will hear more of it, and you will continue to hear of new ways of communication.
Good, thank you very much indeed. An interesting future to look forward to in that field, then.
I did tell you when I first came to you that what I told you would be verified by others throughout your world.
Yes, you did indeed.
And this is only one example of those words.
Good. Well, it is certainly escalating them, and the spreading of the knowledge is obviously going to be of great importance.
It gladdens my heart and those with whom I come to this earthly plane with, that there are many more who are interested in what we tell the truth.
Yes.
They will withhold the knowledge for only a little time. Those in power who know, they cannot withhold it forever. And the young people now are beginning to use their emotions to know when something is the truth.
Yes, they are. They're quite right.
And it gladdens me so.
It certainly makes us here very pleased, and many groups like this are going to be pleased about it.
It is also good that the communication will be open to so many.
Absolutely.
So skeptics to believers, after all, you all are spirit first and foremost. And what is good for one should be available to all.
Yes. And I thought of you again today and some of your past statements, because I heard on our radio a comment from a bishop, I don't know which one, saying that if they throw away all their regalia, they are going to be much more human. And I thought that was a very apt remark for him to make.
Let me tell you, dear friend, that these people of power, and I have just used the words, they also belong within your churches. These people who have withheld truth for many of your centuries.
Mm-hmm.
At this time in your evolution, they are laying down those misdeeds of truth. At last they realize that the populace of the earth will no longer be fooled, that they will accept only what they truly believe.
That's
so
right.
They have to move forward if they are not to remain in ridicule by the mass of the peoples.
Yes, actually that occurred to me when I heard it and wondered who had been prompting them to make this statement. They must have been having a little nudge.
I think I best say a rather large nudge, as you call it.
Yes. No, it was lovely to hear it.
We are working within many fields, and those peoples upon your earth who are in positions to teach others, to have the power over many peoples, the time has come to expose themselves to only the truth.
Good.
And it is beginning to happen.
Well, that certainly is wonderful news.
I would end my words by saying that the peoples who inhabit this earthly plane at this time will never know so much development of spiritual truths as are happening in your world at this present time. There is a gathering of us all, many from our world, who are working now for even greater truth than has been known previously.
Good.
It is happening, dear friends, and I am pleased that you are here whilst it is beginning.
Yes, it's certainly going to be very, very interesting to see it developing, because I feel that once it really begins and gets hold of the people's thoughts, then the escalation is going to be very, very rapid.
Yes, it is what we work towards. We cannot allow the truth to go under as it has in your centuries past. The truth has presented itself many, many times, only to be put under by those peoples in positions of power, who have downtrodden peoples, who have not allowed freedom of speech in many areas of your world. Has there been injustice in this field? And we cannot and will not allow it to happen this time.
Good. Well, that's wonderful news for future generations also.
No. If you are happy, I will finish my words this time and perhaps allow others to speak.
Yes, certainly. Thank you very much for that answer. It's very enlightening.
Are you happy with it? Are you left with doubts?
No doubts at all. No, I believe implicitly what you tell us.
I will leave you all with my love and know that when you leave this room, you will be surrounded by the love given to you this time. I say good night to you all. May that great creative force shine from within you.
Thank you for your blessing. And that goes with you and to all those who've been with us tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.